Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you're measuring, Joey Demento and team fail at every level. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I don't tell you this because I'm anti-Biden. I'm not. I'm anti-nonsense. I'm anti-hogwash. Poppycock. Gobbledygook. That's what I'm anti. But if you're doing things right, if Biden stepped in and he wasn't Captain Demento and he was Captain America, I would be singing his praises. Reluctantly, but I'd be like, man, who would have thought this demented clown could actually get it right? I said the same thing of Barack, but Baby Black Jesus. If Baby Black Jesus had stepped up and gotten this nation healed racially, etc., and his policies worked, I would be, man, let me tell you, I would love to be telling you that's what happened under Obama. Because Carville, who said, Obama, happy people vote for Democrats for the next 100 years. Well, no, it isn't, because he was not Jackie Robinson. He was Mookie Robinson, and he got kicked out of baseball for doing drugs or something, you know, or fighting. He's the Lawrence Phillips of football. He failed miserably, and so did his protege, the 47-year, almost 50-year professional politician, Joe Biden. If he did well, I would be happy to report it. There is nothing good to report. The economy is propped up by inflation we haven't seen in decades. In decades. And you want to know what these clowns say? They say, well, you need to get used to it. And thank God Trump's economy allowed you to afford it. Further, while inflation and consumer goods run rampant, the price of gasoline is blown through the roof. I don't know where you live, but over the past year where I live, the price of gasoline has doubled. Doubled. And when Biden did what most leftists do when they're confronted with problems of their own creations, they punt. They blame it on somebody else. It's not my football. Poop, here. But Biden isn't just setting records for inflation. By the way, do we have a clip of what Biden said about gasoline prices?
I also want to briefly address one myth about inflated gas prices. They're not due to environmental measures. My effort to combat climate change is not raising the price of gas or increasing its availability. What it's doing is increasing the availability of jobs.
Well, there you go. Not his fault. But he's increasing jobs, yeah. Because, see, all these electric cars that are being made and these electric batteries and all. Yeah, well, here's the problem. People were already creating electric cars and electric batteries, or batteries, rather, before Biden was president, before he got cheated in. But, and for the record, I don't care how many jobs you create. And I'm going to tell you, neither does a person at the bottom of the food chain who's paying double for gasoline. I'll make you a bet. I'll make you a bet that without anybody ever having said a word, uttered a word to you about gasoline, when you went to the pump, all by yourself, you went, what the? What is this? Because I know I said it. I've been hearing it, price of gasoline, price of gasoline. When I went to fill up and it was $4.19, it made me go, whoa, what happened here? Now, I'd already been complaining about the cost of food. You'd heard me during Trump, but it got worse under Biden. So, as I said, you have an economy propped up by inflation. Take away the inflation, and Joe Biden's economy is anemic at best. But I don't even want to talk about that because I'll talk about that later and I want to cover more about this new variant of the Wu flu. But here's this homicide. I want to talk about crime. This is data Provisional data from the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics, released last week, suggests the homicide rate for the United States rose 30% between 2019 and 2020, highest increase in modern history, confirms through the public health data the rise in homicides that so far had been identified only through crime statistics. The previous largest scale increase in the U.S. homicide rate was 20% from 2000 to 2001, and it was because of the September 11th terror attacks. Largest increase in 100 years. And this is Obama-era legacy crime increase, and it's being led by Joey Demento, the most deadly America in the 21st century. The article continues. The only larger increase since we've been recording data was between 1904 and 1905, and that increase was most likely, at least partly, the result of better reporting. We had states, this is somebody talking to CNN about this. We had states being added to what we refer to as death registration areas, so we were counting deaths in more areas over time. We didn't have all the states reporting until 1933. But here's the thing. Regardless of when record keeping started on homicides, clearly America is far more dangerous under Biden, and oh, for the record, people, it's far more dangerous under leftists. And here's some more data points. Only three states appear to have experienced decreases in homicides last year: Maine, New Mexico, and Alaska. That's it. Everywhere else, increases. Any guesses where these increases in crime are centered? Now, if you guessed Democrat-controlled cities, then you would be 100% correct. So let's just look at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, I'm reading this, hit a grim milestone last week as the city experienced its 500th homicide of the year, one which has plagued multiple cities with increasing levels of violence following years of relative peace. Yeah. The latest involved a 55-year-old woman found by police officers, shot multiple times, 4:30 p.m. This is in the middle of the afternoon. She died at the hospital. Here's what they wrote. Each and every homicide carries with it a profound sense of loss. However, for our city to have reached such a tragic milestone, 500 lives cut short, it carries a weight that is almost impossible to truly comprehend. This is what Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said in a statement. I'm not buying it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
People are dying in major cities in numbers that you wouldn't believe, and the Democrats are focused on lockdowns and the Wu Flu scam. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Top 10 Cities for Homicides Per Capita: St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, Dayton, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Kansas City, Memphis, Tennessee, Cleveland, Ohio, and Richmond, Virginia. Chicago's not on that list, are they? Yeah, ranked 71 in homicides per capita. St. Louis, Baltimore, Detroit, Dayton, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Kansas City, Memphis, Cleveland, Richmond. All way up at the top of the list. I don't even want people to know St. Louis is that dangerous, at least until I get my house sold. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Major cities, all spikes in crime. And you know what the Democrats are focused on?
ruses around Wu Flu, force mandates on citizens, and they wholly ignore all the problems that are really plaguing this nation. That should give you pause. Put another way, I'm far less worried about dying from Wu Flu than dying from violence in any Democrat-controlled city in America. And just in time for the holiday season of smash and grab, which I talked about yesterday, and we will talk about again probably today, because we've got updated data. Yeah, Black Friday has got a whole new meaning. Because, man, black folks went out in droves and stole like it was Reparations Day. I'm glad you guys are with me. And I know, look, I'm not going to teach you anything you don't already know. I'm just going to make it funny. I'm going to allow you to think it. That's all I do. You're bright. I know that some of the people who listen to this program, they're as smart as I am. And in what their chosen fields are, they're much smarter than I. So I know what you're thinking because you have common sense. Anyway, I want to move over to these Wu Flu variants. And they're not so deadly results because we've got a new version that we all got to be afraid of. And remember, they warned us, winter's coming, and we've got to really pay attention to the mask and the social distancing and the lockdowns and all this other stuff. And all around the world, go to where they're not doing it. Go to Florida, for example, and watch what DeSantis is doing. And I'll talk about that a little bit later. And then tell me that these lockdowns and masked up and all this other crap works. They want you scared. It's all Greek to me is a famous saying for when you don't understand something. But we do use Greek often. We do. We've talked about it on this very program. The Chinese bioweapon that has been conveniently renamed to the clinical COVID-19 has Greek variants. We can't talk about its Chinese origins, but we can give it Greek variants. You get what I'm saying? Apparently, the Greek don't have as strong of a lobby to keep their language from deadly Chinese viruses. So the alpha version of the variant, COVID-19, formerly coronavirus, formerly China virus, what I can, you know, happily and call Wu Flu or Kung Flu, take your pick, was the alpha version, okay? And when we got the first version of the Chinese bioweapon Wu Flu, it was deemed Delta. The deadly Delta variant. And you know where it came from? I said the other day it came from Brazil. It didn't come from Brazil. It came from India. I screwed up. I'll admit it publicly. So it turned out that that Greek variant, Delta, was far less deadly than they predicted. And there was an article in Newsweek that explained what the experts knew about Delta at the time. The overwhelming majority, and that's in quotes, of current COVID deaths in the U.S. are due to the Delta variant, an expert said. And what I'm reading is exactly what they wrote. But exact figures are difficult to calculate. So I'm going to stop right there. They're telling you that the overwhelming majority of the deaths that had occurred up to that point in the U.S. were due to the Delta variant. This is what an expert said, but he didn't have the exact figures, which tells me as a scientist, he doesn't know what the flunk he's talking about. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention figures suggest the Delta variant and its subtypes accounted for more than 90% of the new COVID cases in the U.S. surveyed in the 2 weeks to July 31st. This is an older article, but I'm reading to you what was said at the time. Daily trends in COVID deaths show the death rate per 100,000 in America is currently around 185 since the very start of the pandemic, the CDC said, as of August 10th, and about 0.92 per 100,000 over the previous 7 days. But this is not Delta specific. This is what they wrote as they try to convince you that the Delta version is the reason that we had the surge or whatever. But then they say, well, but it's not really Delta specific. Now they go on. While studies have suggested the Delta variant might cause more severe disease than other variants of COVID, it's hard to specify mortality figures, scientists have told Newsweek. Are you getting this? These experts know nothing. They can't tell you the number of people who've died from Delta. If you read the article carefully, essentially, they reported that the scientists knew nothing. They don't know how many people truly contracted the new version of Wu Flu or how many people had died from it. And then they fudged the statistics. Because although India, and you've heard me say this many times, has 5 times the population of the United States, it has far less people who have gotten the disease and far less people who have died from Wu Flu and or the variant than the entirety of the United States. And that is a mathematical problem. And we're only talking about Delta. These other variants of the Wu Flu have the same issue. Now, when Delta came out, I remember the hype. There's a new variant in India. We've got to be concerned, blah, blah, blah. They re-upped on masks. They re-upped on lockdowns. They re-upped on shutting down the world's economies. They talked about how deadly it was. And I dare you, go Google what I'm just talked about. Somebody come tell me definitively, WHO, CDC, or anywhere else, not that those fraudulent organizations matter, but go find me the number of people who've actually contracted the Delta variant and who've died from it. I'll give it to you as an assignment. And if you can do it, I'll give you my house in St. Louis. Does that give you an idea of how confident I am that you can't tell me? It's a scam. And when we come back, we're going to go to the next variant because it, too, was touted as the most dangerous and deadly, the most communicable, and oh, my gosh, it could kill everybody. And it didn't do jack. Today, we will expose the Wu Flu scam.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Why are we overreacting? Didn't we learn last year that overreaction did not serve us?
New York Times best-selling author Alex Berenson to USA Radio News regarding the new coronavirus variant Omicron. This as a South African doctor who's treating patients who tested positive for the new variant say that vaccinated individuals who are sick with the new strain so far have no complications. Berenson adding,
if anything, the South Africans, who have more experience with this new variant than anyone else, seem to think it's actually milder for most people.
Cyber Monday sales are down. Adobe Analytics saying consumers spend $10.7 billion while looking for the best deals online. That's nearly a drop of 1.5% from a year ago. President Biden hitting the road to pitch his Build Back Better agenda in Rosemont, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News. The head of the Fed Reserve says the U.S. economy continues to recover from the height of the COVID pandemic.
The post-September decline in cases corresponded to a pickup in economic growth, and GDP appears on track to grow about 5% in 2021, the fastest pace in many years.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell testifying in a Senate hearing and citing ongoing progress in the labor market. He acknowledged inflation and price spikes and said inflation is expected to start turning around in 2022. Tiger Woods is speaking publicly for the first time since a crash earlier this year that left him seriously injured.
I was in the hospital for only 3 weeks. I was in a hospital bed for 3 months. So that in itself is difficult.
The legendary golfer making his remarks while in the Bahamas, Woods saying one of his goals was simply getting outside to feel the sun. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Doing a kind of a historical backdrop for all these various Wu Flu variants and what have you. And it's, I put it into the idea that it's a Chinese disease that now has morphed into Greek variants. And we'll get to the punchline of this here in a bit, because Omicron is the new name for the deadliest of the latest version. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Just talked about Delta, born in India, and they made it sound like it was going to come to America and kill us all. And I ask you a very simple question. Go out, Google it. Tell me how many people have died of the Delta variant around the world. Let me tell you what you don't know. You know nothing about Wu Flu deaths. You know nothing because it's been a pack of lies the entire time. Have people died from it? Yes, I had it. It was a kick butt. You know, the last week I had it for 3 weeks. The third week was the worst because I kept fighting it like a flu. Had I not done that, I think it would have been very mild because I'm pretty healthy. But it kicked my butt. I could see how people die from it. The same way when I got the flu, I could see how people die from the flu. But I'll tell you this, there's no hype over flu deaths. They still occurred during the time of Wu Flu. They didn't get counted as such because we had the mildest flu season we ever had in history once we got Wu Flu. That should make you take pause right there. How do you go to practically no deaths from flu when it kills people every single year? By the tens of thousands. Never hyped. In fact, and I talk about this quite often, when Michael Jordan got the flu, he played in game 6 of the series, and it was a big hype of, oh, Michael Jordan gonna play with the flu. And they had thousands of people in an arena. Not a single player gave a crap. These young kids that are taking this, that get this disease, there's no impact, but they want to get a shot. And you know what happens when they get that death poke? They can't play basketball. They can't play football. They're dropping like flies in the soccer arenas around the world. But no, it's safe. The shot is safe. The disease is super deadly. Every single time they come out with a new version of it, it's more and more deadly. So let's move on to the next one, right? We've got Lambda. Lambda originated in Peru. So we've gone from India to Peru. And like I said, where's going to be the next sweepstakes for what country gets the next version, the next variant, Greek named, of course,
or named after a Marvel superhero, who's going to get that one? But anyway, here's Lambda. Now, this article is from July of this year, and it told us all we needed to know at the time.
More than 18 months into the COVID-19 pandemic, and the world is used to news of new variants of the virus by now, particularly those that have, one by one, supplanted previous versions of the disease. Some mutations of the virus, like the Alpha variant and the Delta variant, discovered first in the UK and India, respectively. I didn't even think about the Alpha version that was discovered in the UK. You want to know why? Because it didn't kill anybody. It was like, okay, Europe went, you know, the UK said, hey, listen. If it's going to break out in a variant anywhere, we want to be the first. What's that going to cost us? Well, if you will pay $2 trillion, we will let the U. We'll give you your $2 trillion, and we'll get to have the Alpha version of the Alpha variant. So anyway, forget Alpha. We've gone from Delta, which was done in India, and now we're up to Lambda, which is from Peru. And it says, whenever a new variant of the coronavirus emerges, scientists watch it closely. While the world is still contending with the rapid spread of the Delta variant, which has usurped the Alpha strain in terms of transmissibility and the potential to cause hospitalizations in unvaccinated people, there is now a new variant that experts are monitoring, the Lambda variant. And like the Delta variant, we were warned that this variant would be more communicable and deadly than the previous one. The Lambda variant, or C.37, which C.37, as the lineage has been designated, has been spreading rapidly in South America, particularly in Peru, where the earliest documented samples of the virus date from August of 2020. So it's been around a while, folks, and it should scare you. He said, however, it was only flagged as a, quote, variant of interest by the WHO on June 14th of this year, as cases attributed to the variant had spread noticeably. Interestingly, Lambda mostly targets Peru. So here's the rest of the article. Lambda COVID variant death. The Lambda variant was originally found in Peru in August of last year, but was initially spread at very low levels. Lambda is currently the dominant variant in the Andean nation, which has the highest per capita corona death rate in the world. The sentence just literally went dead there. And it wasn't me. It was in the article. It was first detected, they say, is responsible for 81% of the cases detected in the country since April of 2021. This week has been a time of reckoning for major scientific communities, and the country has already suffered the world's worst mortality. Now, I'm going to stop there and just tell you, what do you know about Lambda? Where did it go? Google Lambda. How they talked about Lambda being, it's killing people all over the place in Peru. You better watch out. The Lambda is a bad mother. Shut your mouth. And nothing. Nothing. Strange how regionalized Lambda remained, given its you can pass it from one to the other so easily, right? And the level of mortality that was happening in Peru. I'm shocked that anybody is still alive in Peru. My guess, you back me up on this. I don't know. This is a Kevin Jackson poll. Do you think most Americans have any idea that there's a Lambda variant? And were they told that, oh my gosh, you better get the booster because you had the Alpha, the Delta, the Lambda, go get a new shot or whatever. And by the way, are the shots that you currently get, are they okay for Lambda? Where'd it go? I'll make you the same bet I did with Delta. I dare you to go online and find out how many people caught Lambda, legit, how many people died from it.
If you can find me multiple sources that are irrefutable, and with those numbers, again, I will give you my house in St. Louis. Next, we got the next version, Mu, Columbia. Yeah, MU. And like the previous versions of the dreaded virus, it was even more deadly than the ones before. Here's what it read, how this article reads. Researchers found the Mu variant to be the most resistant variant to antibodies from either previous infection or from vaccines, a spot that had previously been occupied by the Beta or the South African variant. So, again, I'm just learning there was a Beta. There was an Alpha, a Delta. I'm sorry, an Alpha and a Beta. So the Beta's already been South African, and now we have a new version from South Africa that we can't call XI because that's named after the Chinese Prime Minister, so they're calling it Omicron, which I'll get to in a bit. Anyway, Mu was the new deadliest, most transmissible one. So here's what it says. Best to start with the caveats and limitations. It's a small study utilizing the antibodies of 18 people who've either gotten COVID-19 and recovered or who've been vaccinated against SARS-CoV-2. It's preprint, so it hasn't been yet subjected to the rigorous examinations that studies in peer-reviewed journals undergo. So to tell you right now, we don't know a lot about Mu, but we're going to give you the details as we know it with these caveats and limitations. It says this. The preprint study does, however, underscore that medical experts want to keep a close eye on the Mu variants of COVID-19, which has raised concerns about its capability to escape antibodies created either through previous infections or vaccinations. So what are they doing? They're telling you there's a variant here that doesn't care that you got the disease. Your body isn't going to be prepared for Mu. No, baby. And even if you got the shot, your shot isn't going to help you from Mu. We got to stay locked down and masked up and socially distanced unless you want Mu to kill you. He said these concerns should be taken seriously, according to investigators with the Institute of Medical Science at the University of Tokyo. Well, they sure seem very scientific and smart and PhD and all that other kind of stuff, right? That's why you reference them. And both, by the way, they're foreign, so you can't question gurus when they're not from your own country. No, these are real gurus.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Fear mongering. That's what the left is good at. They want to create a panic of fear. a sense of urgency. You got to do it now. They understand the marketing of this. The only difference is they're better than anybody on whatever they call it in New York, where they do all the marketing, Madison Avenue, right? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. They make Madison Avenue look like rookies. And the reason they're so good at it is they have unlimited resources. They can enlist Hollywood. They can enlist all of the media, TV, radio, your phone, everything. And they beat it into you. And then when that doesn't work, they scare the devil out of you. The killer virus, right, that kills with far less lethality than leftists want to admit. And that's what allowed them to decide that, hey, we're going to consider this an emergency, a state of emergency. No time in history have we had a state of emergency, and we've had much worse than this. Much worse. Oh, if they give you the real numbers, I promise you, we've had much worse. Then, when they can't get enough fear in you for the disease itself, they say, well, you know, you might want to take the vaccine just in case. They even label people who speak against the vaccine. I want you to understand the level of marketing that says, I don't care about free will. I don't care if you believe one way or the other. If you don't want the vax, even if you get other vaccinations, I'm going to label you anti-vax. Stigmatize you. And they hope it makes people go, I don't want to be one of them. They target the, quote, anti-vaxxers through social media and other means. If you're on the good side of it and you're a medical professional, your career is over. And then when people still go, you know, I'm still skeptical. Black folks are skeptical. Professionals are skeptical. People in the medical field are skeptical. They say, you know what? We're going to force you. If you work for the government, you got to get it. You work for a state, a local, a federal government, you got to get it. You work for a big company that is employed by the federal government. So what has government become? This big bully that tells everybody, you will capitulate or else. You want a contract with us? You want your money back? You'll bend our will. I don't care what you want. This is what you're going to get. And so what? People die from enlarged hearts and get all kinds of crazy, you know, side effects of the WuFlu vaccine. Forget the disease. It's the disease you get. Most people survive it, but oh no, state of emergency. We got to rush out the cure. Even for kids. Oh, the FDA is coming out with a version that's safe for kids. Talking about these various variants of WuFlu. And we left off at Mu, the Colombian variant. And here's what it says. Since breakthrough infections by newly emerging variants is a major concern during the current COVID-19 pandemic, we believe that our findings are of significant public health interest. This was in a study done by BioRxiv, an open access repository for preprint studies. It says, our results will help to better assess the risk posed by the Mu variant for vaccinated, previously infected, and naive populations. They go on to say, the study was small, but investigators did reach some troubling conclusions. They found that the Mu variant to be the most resistant to antibodies from either previous infection or from vaccines. This is where we left off. This was previously occupied by the Beta or South African variant. So see, this Mu variant is even worse than Delta and Beta and Alpha and all the others. Mu was really scary, right? So where did things end up? The variant hasn't taken extensive hold in the United States at this point, they write, but the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases is taking it, quote, very seriously, according to its director, Dr. Anthony the Fraud. We're keeping a very close eye on it, but it's not at all even close to being dominant, Fauci says. As you know, the Delta is more than 99% dominant. He says it has mutations, but he says it would evade certain antibodies, but there isn't a lot of clinical data to suggest that. It's mostly laboratory in vitro data. He added that officials don't consider it an immediate threat right now. Mu was detected in Colombia in January. It's been responsible for Colombia's third wave of Wu flu infections from April to June. They said there were nearly 700 deaths per day during this time, and nearly two-thirds of the tests from people who died came back positive from the Mu variant. But I ask you this, Americanskis. Go look and see if you can find how many people were killed by the Mu variant around the world. It killed 700 people a day in Colombia, but it got no play in the U.S., it got no play in the U.K., it got no play in China. Which brings me to the latest letter, Greek letter of the alphabet, XI. South African variant, a new one. See, South Africa had the beta, now it's got the XI, which they're calling Omicron. And like all the other fake variants, these so-called experts and scientists warn of how deadly this latest one can be. And here's what they wrote. A new and potentially more transmissible coronavirus variant, first identified in South Africa, has prompted a fresh round of travel restrictions across the world and raised concerns about what may be next. I'm going to tell you what's next. The next variant. Yeah, I don't have a name for it, but it'll be the next grave variant that's more transmissible and more deadly, until it's not. They designated the strain Omicron as a variant of concern and said multiple studies are underway as advisors continue to monitor the variant. That's what they do every single time. Show me where it's different. While scientists say there is a reason to be concerned over the variant, they stress there is still a lot we don't know. Really? Thank you, Captain Obvious. Including whether the variant is indeed more contagious, whether it causes more severe disease, or whether its effects on vaccine efficacy may be. I'm going to save you the research and everything else. It's mild. Yeah. It's mild. Too bad they named it after a Marvel comic book character, a hero, Omicron. What do they call it? Omicron? I don't know what they're calling it. It's a Marvel comic version of this virus. But here's the good news. Don't let the facts about the not-to-be-called Z variant of Wu flu, a.k.a. Omicron, put you at ease, because as I said earlier, they want you scared. This new transformer virus. It's a kitten, though, compared to its variant cousins. And this is according to The Telegraph, the South African doctor who first alerted authorities to the presence of the COVID-19 Omicron variant reported that it presents, quote, unusual but mild symptoms. Unusual but mild. Like breathing or sneezing. I joked about this to you guys. Something as simple as taking a deep breath at some point is going to be considered a version of Wu flu. This is how ridiculous the scam has become. Now, it was Dr. Angelique Kotse, a board member of the South African Medical Association, who first noticed that otherwise healthy patients were demonstrating unusual symptoms on November the 18th. And here's what she said. Their symptoms were so different and so mild from those I had treated before. Milder. Milder than having, no symptoms at all? Note that no symptoms at all was the case with the original version of Wu flu. And even better, for some, the symptoms were only loss of smell or loss of taste. You know where I was going with that, right, when I said smace. So Kotze said, it presents mild disease with symptoms being sore muscles and tiredness for a day or two and not feeling well. So far, we have detected that those infected do not suffer the loss of taste or smell. They might have a slight cough. There are no prominent symptoms of those infected. Some are currently being treated at home. So you might get a slight cough. But here's the thing, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, a slight cough might just be a slight cough. And given the notoriety that one gets from these new versions of discovering a new variant of Wu Flu, why not just say that the symptoms of a cold or flu is a new version of Wu Flu? Are we going to get an alert every time we get a new version of this Chinese bioweapon that, quite frankly, didn't kill enough people to say grace over?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.